This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. When we hear the sound of his voice, it's as if someone we know is tapping us on the shoulder.
Watch my back, light my way.
Maybe we think we know James Taylor's music, but we certainly know that voice.
Watch over all of those born St. Christopher's Day. For home, but they cannot stay. They wait by the door, they stand and they stare. They're roaring out of there. They're roaring out of there.
My daddy. James Taylor's music has taken millions of listeners over life's roads for a generation now. 31 years ago, he appeared on the cover of Time magazine. Sweet baby James, in shoulder-length dark chestnut hair and a denim shirt, the singer-songwriter who would help create a new personal music era. Mr. Taylor has just released October Road, his latest CD. It has already sold over 500,000 copies and is being acclaimed by many critics as among his finest work. James Taylor joins us from our studios in New York. Mr. Taylor, so good to have you with us.
Mr. Simon, nice to be on NPR.
Ah, well, thanks. You've never had any problem getting on NPR, have you?
Well, it hasn't happened all that often. It's good to be here.
Okay, well, it's good to have you here, finally. Are we wrong to sense that there's kind of a theme of journeys that keeps this latest work together?
No, that's not wrong, you know. There are a number of songs about passages of various sorts, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's often not until after I've collected a bunch of songs and made them into an album that I can see what the themes of an album are. And I do seem to revisit things time and again, different themes. So,
mm-hmm. May I ask, when you write a song, I mean, real nuts and bolts question, do you feel it in your fingers first? Is it the guitar first? Do you hear something?
Well, yeah, it is. It usually it happens sort of in the context of playing the guitar. I'll be sort of going through some changes that I've been working on for a while. Usually they sort of feel like musical wheels that just turn, and that'll suggest, you know, an emotional attachment and a cadence of some sort, and you know, a song just sort of starts to come through.
On my own, how could I have known? Imagine my surprise. Just a fool.
It's sort of like channeling, I guess. Or,
oh my!
Not that you or I have done a whole bunch of channeling, but you know, oh, channeling. Why didn't you say so?
Does it ever happen that when you channel, Cole Porter comes in and you say, "Not now"? Or,
well, you know, you have to be careful not to channel people who are living, or it's plagiarism.
Very scrupulous. You can't be too careful these days, can you?
Who gets a second chance? Who gets to have some fun? Who gets to learn to dance before his race is run? Who gets to shed his skin? Who comes up born again? Who was a mean old man till you turned him into a golden retriever puppy dog?
You have twin boys now who I guess about a year and a half old?
Yeah, Rufus and Henry, 18 months and a couple of days, in fact. It parenthood completely reorganizes your life. It just has a way of letting you know what the center is. You know, the other thing is it attaches you to the world in a way. It compels you to be in the world, mm-hmm. Even when you might be at a time in your life when you could sort of turn away from it, or else choose to sort of customize your own existence if you were lucky enough to. It's still, you're suddenly, you know, back in the diaper business, in the supermarket, you're in the school system, you're worrying about the ozone layer, and global warming, it ties you to the world again.
I'm just wondering if you thought that there'll come a time, you know, 6 or 7 years from now when you're able to say to your sons, I was writing this song just as you came into the world.
Yeah, well, that would be true of this, of October Road, certainly, yeah.
Yeah. Do you mark time in your life with different you know, when you began, they were albums with different CDs, different collections.
I do, you know. These projects, they sort of sum up a period of time, you know, and collect it and nail it down in a way. And so they do. The writing and recording of the songs and also certain sort of key performances of them, they really anchor me in time, and my memory sort of coalesces around them, I guess.
Oh, the memory is like the sweetest pain. Yeah, I kissed the girl at a football game. I still smell the sweat and the grass stain. We walked home together, but I was never the same. But that was a long time ago. Where is she now? I don't know. Won't you lie down now, now, in this September grass? Won't you lie down now?
Let me ask you about just a beautiful song on this CD, Carry Me On My Way.
I've had that for a while. I've had that, those chord changes, that melody, and that chorus, Carry Me On My Way, for, I don't know, maybe for 8 years or 10 years. And it just was waiting for the rest of the song to arrive. I wrote the music to it first, and it suggested a melody. And then I walked. I walked in the woods mostly up in the western part of Massachusetts, where I live these days, and waited. And I wasn't disappointed. I was just out walking in the woods, and I had a notepad with me. I always carry something that I can write things down with, and the song came out of the trees, I guess, or something.
I forget what to ask for. There isn't anything I haven't been given. How could I wish for anything more? As I am here living.
It reminds me of other songs that I've written that are sort of that seem to come from the same place. They're sort of spirituals for agnostics, perhaps, or for people who have trouble subscribing to a brand name religion. You know, I'm one of those. You know, I have a definite spiritual side and a spiritual need, but often I guess I get it from my father. I kind of balk at the forms in which it's presented sometimes.
Feels like I'm wearing my father's clothes, singing a song my brother would sing. I turn to hide my face. They're gone without a trace. Carry me on my way. Carry me on my way. Carry me on my way. Carry me on my way.
But at the end of this just beautifully textured song, you remember your brother and your father.
Their passing has wound through a couple of songs. On the last album, a song called It's Enough to Be On Your Way, mm-hmm. and also next to the last song on this album, Baby Buffalo, sort of deals in a way with that transition. You know.
Mm-hmm. Now, I remember when I first began to read about you, people talked about you being from North Carolina, which you are.
Yeah.
But then, of course, you discover that you're from Chapel Hill, which people in North Carolina will say is not North Carolina.
It might as well be
Madison, Wisconsin, you know?
Well, you know, it's true. It probably has a lot in common with Madison. That's a good match, in fact, because they're both university towns and relatively, you know, rural, off-the-track places in other ways aside from that academic community, that sort of island.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt that, too, growing up in North Carolina and Chapel Hill, that Chapel Hill was sort of an island. at the time. It's not so much the case anymore, but but it seemed, you know, it seemed a world away from Jesse Helms. And
in fact, didn't Senator Helms refer to Chapel Hill as that zoo, if I'm not mistaken?
I can remember him. He had owned a television station, the only one that we could pick up in 1956, and he would occasionally do these editorials, if I remember correctly. And in one of them, he did refer to Chapel Hill as Communist Hill. which we picked up gleefully and made our own.
Yeah, well, and you can see the way in which Chapel Hill interrupted his political career, can't you, Mr. Taylor?
Yeah, well,
he'll rue the day he took on Chapel Hill.
Yeah, he went on and on. He's a real perennial.
How much does your experience shape your music?
It's very personal, and it's sort of a process of coming out of myself and bringing things into the world. They're not factually autobiographical. They're not actually true, because a lot of other things inform them. You know, they catch a lot of other ideas. Then just the musical existence of it and the fact that it has a rhyming scheme and that it seems to suggest going in a direction, it'll follow those leads a little bit. So it's as though the intent of it is very personal and very autobiographical, but it's not actually, you know, true to the facts.
And how do you feel about people who will, and I'm thinking of fans more than critics, who will pick apart one of your songs and say, aha, see that phrase, that's where he's talking about addiction, or aha, see that phrase, that's where he's talking about divorce.
Right. Oh, you know, people are certainly welcome to any interpretation they want to give these things.
Make it after buying the CD?
Well, you know, that would be good, too. But the main thing is to, you know, it's just to continue, really, to write these things, record them, to be in a position to go out and tour them around and stuff. It's that's the main thing, I guess.
I was raised a family, man, I'm glad I'm on my own. 'Cause I was raised a family, man, I'm glad I'm on my own. I mean, God bless the child that can learn to live alone.
I also am sometimes baffled by what these songs might mean, and I like to hear people's different takes on them. So,
you're baffled. Don't people usually look to you for the definitive answer?
That's right. No, it is. It's a mysterious thing. I sometimes wonder what exactly I had in mind when one of these things came through. I'm not kidding when I say I'm out of control of it. It really does surprise me, and that's the most delightful thing about doing this kind of work is that it's such a surprise when a lyric falls into place, or when a couple of chord changes, two separate things that you've been working on, suddenly work together to make a whole. It is surprising. That's at the heart of it. So I often feel as though, and I've said it before, that I'm just the one who hears them first, you know.
Well, I'm going back down maybe one more time, deep down home, October Road.
So I picked up the CD, saw the title, I put it in, we don't even use record players anymore, what did I put it into? A computer, as a matter of fact, these days. And I said to myself, oh, what a wonderful time of year, and talking about the resurgence of life and the dulcet tones that come into our lives as we persist and go on. And then I read, October Road is the name of your driveway.
Well... October Road is October Mountain is a place I live in the western part of Massachusetts, and it's actually a forest. And I had wanted to name my driveway that. It's probably not a good idea now, but
I hope I didn't ruin it for you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. But all right. I like the way it rolls off the tongue.
Let me ask you about this wonderful new song, My Traveling Star, and the wonderful line you have in there where you say, old road dog, young runaway, they hunger for home, but they cannot stay.
Yeah, it's a traveling song, and there is something about being in motion that's, you know, that you get hooked on, you know, and people who travel with road shows, they'd understand that. It's very functional existence. You leave your problems behind. You're onto a new town. You're focused on the performance that you're going to give that night, and everything in the day is bent in that direction. It's a very repetitive thing, but there's a huge amount of risk in it, you know, because you're venturing yourself in front of an audience every night, and there's a real roller coaster. There's an apprehension about it in the beginning of it, and you know that you're going to put yourself through the ringer in order to come out the other side, and then there's a great sort of ecstatic release at the other end of it. And civilian existence back home can be sort of baffling and confusing and come from all different directions at once, and nothing's really clear, and the center does not hold. And so the song... it's a romantic one, you know. I mean, it's not about riding on the bus or about waiting in the security line at the airport. It's about, you know, riding the rails or, you know, my old daddy, you know, Boxcar Jones kind of thing. It's my favorite song on the album. I feel really connected with it.
Mr. Taylor, thanks so much.
Scott, thank you.
Very nice talking to you. Take care.
Nice to talk to you, too. You too.
From New York, James Taylor. His new CD is October Road.
Tie me up and hold me down. On me for sure. One more highway song.